Can handle the truth.
Back. Second hour of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'm going to continue with this article here, The War on Consciousness, and I'm going to repeat the last sentence because I kind of goofed it up. With the Bush administration, the underlying evil that informs systems of government that are based on, quote, power over instead of, quote, liberty for, is coming out from hiding in the shadows. Instead of being acted out underground, our government is acting out this evil above ground in plain sight for all who are courageous enough to look. See, that's part of the problem, folks, is that some of these people, they know something serious is going on, but they don't have the guts to confront it, so they live in denial and stick their head in the ground like an ostrich. Impeaching Bush and company ultimately won't change anything unless we deal with the corrupt powers which control and direct them. George Bush is just a finger puppet of the hidden hand which animates him. Bush only has apparent power, as he himself is a minion of far more powerful, predator-like forces whose nefarious interests he serves. Whether we call it the Illuminati, the global elite, a shadow government, or a secret cabal, there is no doubt that there is a darker, self-serving forces that have insinuated themselves into and taken over our government. The terrorists that we should be worried about are domestic terrorists who are actually implementing their agendas from deep within our very system of government itself. And, you know, that brings to mind an article I read by this Margot Sanger Katz that's reporting from the Concord Courier up there in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and she had written an article on Edna Lane, and she had mentioned that the rumor of a new world order. And see, this is the mindset of these people. They still believe it's a conspiracy theory because that's what they're told, because that's how they're propagandized. Back to this. The United States government itself has become a, quote, front for the underlying military, industrial, financial crime syndicate that animates it. This is not to say that there aren't many good, well-meaning people in our government. They are simply prohibited by the very nature of the corrupt system they are in from reforming it. Our system of government is rigged in such a way so that there is no way to transform the system within the system itself. The underlying core of our government has become rotten, such that the entire operation simply feeds into and is an expression of the same underlying corruption. All of the scandals continually coming out are like the superficial skin rash of a much deeper systemic disease, like a cancer that is infecting the greater body politic. Citizens who are not aware of our government's insidious intrusions into our lives are unwittingly feeding the corruption they are looking away from in their very act, unwittingly feeding the corruption they are looking away from in their very act of looking away. Interesting. The powers that have taken over our government have become concentrated and centralized in just a few elite hands, proving how easy it is for a few to control the many. They almost control all the levers of power, financial, political, and judicial, in this war on consciousness. These powers that be are using the most advanced mind control technology that our world has ever known to make its takeover complete. The essence of mind control is information control, which is one thing our overly secretive current administration is very good at. Be back in three, and I'll continue with that. Lines are open, 800-313-9443. Give me a call if you want to talk. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our...
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Long segment coming up here. Going to go back to this article. First, I'll go to Alan in Kansas, though. Alan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, buddy.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Fine. I wish you'd go ahead and read your article first. I have a poem I'd like to read. It'd take a minute and a half.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Titled is Leadership. We have been lied to. They have lied to me. They have lied to you. They will lie to our sons and daughters, too. The old men lie. We have been lied to. They have lied to me. They have lied to you. Their birth was a lie. Their life is a lie. They live a lie. Their death is a lie. They lie about where they came from. They lie about where they have been. They lie about where they are going. They lie about where we will end. The old men think the lies right. They believe a future shiny and bright. Their plan must be held with all their might. The plan makes the lies right. Those made blind and deaf by war cannot see the liars nor hear their roar. Yet they know the lies as forever and more. They know as none have known before. The old men lied. They have lied to me, and they lie to you. And they will lie to our sons and daughters, too.
Did you write that, Alan?
Yes, sir.
Excellent poem. Very good, sir. That fits right in with what we're saying. And I appreciate that input. Very prophetic. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
All right, you bet, Alan. Thanks a lot. Well, let's go to Craig in California. Craig, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
And I just wanted to thank you for this show because I enjoy it very much, and you're doing a wonderful job. I just wondered if any of you guys have ever seen that movie that's out on HBO called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, my Lord. You got to see this movie because this is exactly what they're going to do to us that they did to the Indians when they totally massacred them at Wounded Knee.
You know what? Let's see. Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. Did that have something to do with Ten Bears?
Ten Bears. I'm not sure what that is.
Ten Bears was an Indian chief.
No, it was not Ten Bears. It was not Geronimo either. It was I forgot who it was. But it's just such a great documentary on the fact and how they basically had them turn in all their weapons and then they massacred them. And that's exactly what I feel they're going to do to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the next step is to take the weapons. They're already talking about another, I don't know, some kind of gun bill, which I haven't even got into yet. You know, it's coming at us from so many angles and so quickly, I can't even keep up with it anymore, Craig.
I understand. But I think everybody should watch this if they don't believe their government can do this to them because they sure did it to the Indians.
Is it like a Google video or you have to go to their video
store? No, it's on HBO.
Okay.
So if you have HBO, you can probably go on to that Channel 1 or whatever that I got here, and then you can just find Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, excellent documentary on the Indians and how they were living peacefully out in the plains.
Leaving everybody alone, just wanting to live in peace,
exactly.
Raising their families, yeah.
And then they were all captured, put on reservations, given 160 acres of land to each one of them to do whatever they want, but then they couldn't keep the land because they wanted to come back and buy it from them. It was all a scam. And then they had them turn in all their weapons. And they got massacred.
Oh, my gosh. Well, no surprise, huh?
No.
Yeah. No, hey, you know what? I'll look for it, buddy. I appreciate the input. And all the other people out there, you know, take a look at it. It's Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. Thanks,
exactly.
Craig. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Nadeshiko in Arizona. Go ahead, Nadeshiko. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Nadeshiko.
I'm sorry, Nadeshiko. All right, very good.
I have an important message. They are going to kill the Browns Saturday.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a spiritual discerner, dear?
No, I just monitor things. They're going to use sword robots against them.
Okay. And
sword robot.
Okay. Well,
are you familiar with sword robot?
I know that they had mentioned something about robots, and I don't know exactly what a sword robot is.
Swords stand for Special Weapon Ordnance Robotics Division, and they are built by Toyota.
Okay, my question, you say you've got access to some information, what, in the military or in the police or what?
I listen to everything.
You listen to everything. Okay.
But a sword robot can be configured for 4 machine gun, 2 shotgun, and 1 40-millimeter grenade launcher at the same time.
Did you get a time specific on Saturday?
And probably early in the morning.
And I had another caller that called in that said they always do this between 4 and 6 a.m. That's when people are the least awake. Well,
right.
You know what? I will take that under advisement, and I will pass that message on. You can't be very specific about exactly how you got it, right? How you got this information?
Do you know how to jam them? They can be jammed.
The robots?
Yes.
How do you jam them?
You see, in Iraq, what they do is they make everybody wear the RFID bracelet.
Uh-huh.
If you do not have a bracelet, they will kill you on sight.
Okay.
So what you have to do is generate an RF field deep enough to confuse the robots.
You have to generate a what?
RF field.
An RF shield.
Field.
All right. Now, how do you do that?
You could use something as simple as a Game Boy.
Okay. All
right.
No, I will definitely pass that message on, Nadeshko.
But the thing is, if you do not leave today, you may not make it in time, and you will forever hate yourself.
Even if I leave today, I won't make it up there by Saturday morning at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't leave today. The problem that I have is that I have to clear this, the rest of the stuff out of where I happen to be staying right now before I can get out. And I couldn't leave today if I wanted to. It's impossible. Okay. So, but I'm going to pass this message on and have them on a red alert for it. That's the best that I can do.
Well, I have been listening to Ed and Elaine and Randy and Alex and you and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you are all in my prayers.
Well, thank you. And I will get this message on. I don't take this message lightly. Okay. Because there was a report that came out the other day that had talked about just that, about sending in robots. So I am definitely going to pass this on to the Browns, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nadeshko. Let's go to Rodney in Illinois. Rodney, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Kind of warm up here today.
In Illinois?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Are you near Chicago?
No, sir. I'm in the southern half of the state.
Oh, okay.
I know some guys up there, Tim Wingate. And.
Oh, you know Tim?
Well, only because I'm part of the FF Freedom Force chapter.
I got you. No, Tim's going to do my show next week for me.
I've enjoyed hearing him on occasion filling in for Fred Martinet.
Yeah, he's a sharp guy.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I've given my pastor American Freedom to Fascism.
Mm-hmm.
He watched it. He entered the ministry late in life. He was an attorney. He was a chemical engineer, worked in environmental law and that sort of thing. He was a pretty smart guy, and he wasn't negative on it. He just wished it had more information. I said, well, I've got the information, but I'm guessing you don't have the time. And he said, that's right, I don't have time to look into it. He faithfully preaches the Word of God, service after service after service, but every time I try to share something with him that I think is of contemporary importance, not that he needs to preach it from the pulpit, but that information sort of makes it incumbent upon you to warn the flock, to sound some sort of warning. It's like if the Titanic had a chaplain.
No, I agree with you there, but let me ask you this. Do you know whether he's a 501c3 church?
Yeah, of course we are.
Okay, well, if he's a 501c3 church, then they're forbidden from talking about anything political. And this is why, he would have to downplay anything or not even talk about it. So you're not going to get the truth out of him because they will not let the truth come forth out of him. With all due respect to him, that's just, if they find out he's doing that, they will revoke his status and they'll go after him.
Yeah, but, he and I are real close friends. And even in private conversation, I explained to him that Washington State, their driver's license, already has RFID in it, and that driver's license will get them in and out of Mexico, in and out of Canada without a passport. It has become an international driver's license. And he said, well, maybe I'll get to be a martyr. And I just can't seem to, I'm asking myself, well, is that what it means to be a real Christian? Just to sit back, put your head on the block, and say, here I am, do it to me?
Not in my world.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I don't feel right about submitting like that.
Well, there are pastors out there that preach that, I think it's Romans 12 or whatever, bow down to the government, or that the government is all righteous or whatever. I don't even remember what it says, because I haven't read it, but I've heard it. And the fact that, God helps those who help themselves. And from my perspective, and I know that what I do here, or even when I woke up, Rodney, that there's a spirit within me, and I know it's God, that it's forcing me literally to do this. I am uncomfortable. I can't sit still. I can't sit there and just not speak about this. It's impossible for me. And that's not me, because if it was my carnal self, I wouldn't do anything. I'd be sitting on the couch, you want to hold over for a second? I'll bring you back up. I got to take a break, buddy. Okay?
Sure.
All right, hold on. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us. We'll have Rodney back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour, or coming down to the bottom of the hour, if you will. I'm Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got Rodney on the line. Didn't finish up with his thought. Okay, Rodney, go ahead. 501c3 organization, and you feel like he's not telling you what he should tell you, and you can't get through to him on what's really happening, right?
Well, yeah, that's just a pet peeve with the pulpit, and it's I'm sure I'm not unique in that. In a lot of ways, I feel like Charlie, the gentleman Charlie you mentioned. I bought 3,000 AFTF DVDs. I got about 1,000 left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing what I can for Ron Paul. But I tell you what, sometimes it just seems like, you just run out of steam and you lose heart.
And don't feel like you're isolated in that. We all do. I do. Okay, there's some mornings I get up and I say, oh, my God, what am I doing this for? I'm just, and then as the day goes on, something will happen to me normally that will remind me of what I'm doing it for. And it could be a positive thing, could be a negative thing, but the fact is that we have this spirit within us that won't let us stop. And I take Charles in Louisiana as an example because that guy has, he's called in and complained on the air on other shows, not mine, and he's actually quit for a while because he just feels like he's just talking to a wall. And then, his spirit won't let him quit. But while you're on the subject, I wanted to mention, I got a note handed, and it's good timing to bring this up. If you want to vote in the Republican primaries, you must be registered as a Republican. So if you're planning on voting for Ron Paul, folks, you've got to register to vote. Don't forget that. We've got to get this guy elected, so make sure you go down and register. I'm sorry, but, it was appropriate time to bring that up because you mentioned something about it, Rodney. Thank you for that.
That's quite all right. Sure, sure. Well, it's relevant.
All right.
Well, that's about it. I appreciate the encouragement. And
just keep on going, buddy, because, again, we're all the same. We all have this same spirit within us. We all have this, you know, awakened knowledge that we cannot unawaken. And like it or not, you know, once you've digested the knowledge, you cannot forget it. So make the best of it. You know, yes, everybody has a bad day. Your preacher, again, he may be one of those guys you plant the seed and he wants to be, you know, he wants to live in denial or whatever, and something may hit him at some point in time that causes that seed to blossom and he wakes up and you're the reason, you know?
Well, I can't wait till We've Changed the Final Cut finally comes out. That, I mean, the second edition, you know, even if there was 10% hypothetical that turned out to be unfounded, you know, the 90% was...
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because I was looking at Rents.com, I was like, I think it was last Sunday, and there is a brand new 9/11 video that was just released, and it was on Rents.com for like one day, and it was gone. And I don't know why it was gone, but I watched it. There's like four clips that are from, I don't know, about 8 to 10 minutes long, and there's a number of curiosity. Whoever put this together, and by the way, I want to mention to the audience that I'm not saying that this is true or not true. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying that there's a number of curious anomalies in this film that is caused that it's worth a look. And if you want to get a copy of it, if you want to see it, they pulled it off from Rents.com, but thank God for me, because I made a copy of it and put it in my files before they erased it. So if you want a copy of that, you want to take a look at it, just send me an email and I'll drop you a copy of it. It's Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000@yahoo.com. Again, that's Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000@yahoo.com. It's worth a look, okay? Anything else, Rodney?
Tom Cryer is a name I'm sure you've heard of.
Yeah, he's an attorney on this network.
Apparently... Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your listening audience is, but you know, I try to tune in on Saturdays to hear him.
Uh-huh.
If you could, you know, just give a plug for his, you know, trial date on the 9th and whatever.
Was it the 9th of July?
Of July. That's the current status.
Okay. Tommy Cryer's going to trial on the 9th of July, 2007. And you just did that for me, right? You're breaking up. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. That's all right. All right. Well, if you haven't got anything else, I'll let you go. And again, Tommy Cryer is going to trial on the 9th of July, and by virtue of Rodney. He mentioned it.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Rodney.
Thank you.
Okay. Another announcement here. Now, I mentioned earlier, we're talking about the media, and we're talking about mainstream and trying to wake these people up. And I guess Julie got a telephone call and a fax from one of the listeners out there that wanted to bring to our attention, which I've already, and I know about this, and I, you know, my mind is so cluttered sometimes with things that I forget until it's brought to my attention. So I want to thank whoever that was that called Julie and sent off this 26-page fax, and it's Operation Mockingbird. Google it. It's the subversion of the free press by the CIA, which evidently started in the 1940s. And now, what else do we have? Oh, you're doing that. Are you didn't do that? Well, Julie just handed, excuse me, folks, I want to talk to Mr. Statmiller, who's on the other side of the window, and he has to yell at me.
What I'm going to do is I was going to cover this on the program today.
Well, that's good. Then I'm going to tell them to tune in, because I don't want to cover 26 pages.
Okay.
Folks, I want you to tune in for the National Intel Report, because the remark that I made about the press and trying to wake up mainstream media because they are asleep or propagandized or whatever comes from Operation Mockingbird that was faxed to us by a listener, which is 26 pages long, and I was just told by John Statmiller that he's going to cover that today. So you want to stick around for the National Intel Report, because that'll be a good one. I was going to read the first page of this, but now I can't. That's too bad. All right, well, back to square one. I got off track I was going to go back to this article, but every time I do it, the phone rings. So we're going to go to break here in about a minute. I guess I'll bring Jack up from Florida and then put him on hold. Jack from Florida, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello,
Jack.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
As a matter of fact, I was the one that talked to Julia about Operation Mockingbird.
Well, I'm sorry, but John Stadtmiller is going to do it on his show, so I can't talk about it.
Anyway, go ahead to the break, and I'll hold on.
All right, I'll be back in three. Well, wait a minute. The music's not playing yet. Were you going to comment about Operation Mockingbird, Jack? Or did you have something else? Jack.
There a minute ago. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead. Did you want to comment about Operation Mockingbird, or did you have something else you want to talk about?
Something else that I told Julie about that you just mentioned a minute ago is about this primary election coming up. This is not a main election.
Right.
It is a primary election.
All right. We're going to go to a break. Hold the thought. Primary election coming up. We'll be back in three with Jack from Florida, who's going to tell us a little bit about that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We'll see you in three. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, long segment coming up here. And we got Jack from Florida who is going to talk about what, Jack? Go ahead.
Jack. Yes, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, what I was wanting to talk about there, you mentioned a few minutes ago about being registered as a Republican to be able to vote for Ron Paul.
Right, well, that's what I was handed, yes.
Right. If you're not registered as a Republican, this is a primary election coming up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're registered as a Democrat, independent, or anything other than a Republican,
you're going to go down to the voting booth, and they're not going to hand you a Republican ballot to be able to vote for Ron Paul.
I got
you're not going to, I mean, you're going to have to be registered as a Republican. So if you're registered as anything else, you need to change that as soon as possible before the primary election.
Okay. And when's the primary? When exactly is the primary, Jack?
Well, it all varies from state to state. I think in Florida, I believe where I'm at, I think it's in January.
Okay. All right. Well, so you got that message, guys. All right. It's in. You got to register as a Republican, even if you're a Democrat or a what was it, a liberal?
Ever what you're registered as, you got to be change it to a Republican. In the main election in November in 2008, the main election, it don't make any difference. After the primary, you can change it back to ever what you was.
Okay.
So, but to be able to vote for Ron Paul in this primary, you got to be registered as a Republican to be able to just to be able to vote for him.
All right, and so one thing I want to mention to you, if you do want to comment on that Operation Mockingbird, because I've been silenced here, Jack. Okay, call into John's show because he's going to cover it. Okay.
Just everybody go to Google and type in Operation Mockingbird.
Yeah, but I want you to call into John's show and give me your words of wisdom on it, Jack.
He probably knows more about it than I do, and he'll cover it good. I know John,
You know what? Even if he doesn't, he'll make it sound like he does. All right, Jack.
I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for your call. All right, we'll talk to you later. Uh-oh, who we got on the... Oh, my gosh, it's Tim Wingate. What do you want? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, my.
How you doing, buddy?
I had to call in. First of all, I wanted to say that Jack stole my thunder on that issue, and I'm real glad that he did. Most people just don't seem to understand that a primary, Ron Paul's running as a Republican. You got to be a Republican to vote for him in the primary in your state, and that's it. That's simple.
Okay.
You know? Next thing is Rodney. I wanted to respond to Rodney. I personally understand his frustration with dealing with his corporate pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of these guys don't know this, and they're doing the best they can. And I'm going to extend grace, if you will, to most pastors. They're doing what they felt God wanted them to do, and they're doing it the best they can. This is the system that they've been brought up to believe in and to do. But I used to do a little thing, and I still do on an occasion, when I encountered pastoral friends. I used to have I'd have a $50 Federal Reserve note, and I would offer it to them if they could show me whether or not they were teaching beyond just the basics. And I used as the basis for that was Hebrews chapter 5 and Hebrews chapter 6.
Okay.
And it's very, very simple. The last verse, or the last two verses in Hebrews chapter 5 says, "For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. For solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil." Then there's that artificial chapter separation in the wording. Somebody, you know, a long time ago decided to put these chapters and verses together. And the next two verses of chapter 6, continuing the thought, says, "Therefore," and I learned in school a long time ago, when you see a therefore, you find out why it's therefore. "Therefore, leaving the basic teachings about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works, faith toward God, instructions about washings or baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we shall do if God permits." What that is basically saying, the writer of Hebrews is saying, these seven things are considered basic, elementary, grade school understandings for anybody who's trying to instruct others in the in righteousness, in the word of righteousness. These seven things. And so I would say to the pastor friend of mine, I said, "I'll give you a $50 bill if you can show me any time in the last 52 weeks of the year, that's 52 Sundays worth, 52 weeks of the year that you taught outside of any of these seven basic areas." And I only ended up giving a $50 bill to one pastor.
Out of how many?
Oh, at least out of 30.
Wow.
Pastoral friends.
Wow.
these seven basic issues. And the sad thing is, and this is to help Rodney and others out there, most pastors do not go beyond those seven basic issues from Sunday to Sunday, Wednesday night to Wednesday night, whatever it is. They keep circling around these seven basic issues that you find in the first two verses of chapter 6 of Hebrews.
So, and this is because, in your mind, this is because why, specifically? They just don't want to tread there, or what?
It has to do, well, they probably weren't taught beyond that as well. What does end up happening is that many times they go into what we call eschatology, which is the study of end times prophecy. And that goes off into a whole bunch of other forms of speculative theology. And a lot of people like that because it's kind of like listening to George Norrie every night. You know, you never know. There's all kinds of speculative things, and it deals with angels and demons and future events and Antichrist. And
did you listen to Norrie last night?
I caught a portion of it, yes. I like you.
Well, no, I understand that the story was on there last night. That's what my engineer told me today, Edna Lane Brown.
Right. I listened, and I don't know what segment he had it on because I did not hear it.
Oh, I see. Okay, I don't know either because I didn't listen either. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, all I was going to say is that it's recoverable. I think on his website you can...
Let me insert. As long as you have now made the mistake of calling in yet again, okay? You're doing Ed and Elaine's show tomorrow, right?
Yes, I am.
You want to do my show tomorrow?
Oh, are you going to try and split?
I'm being told that I'm supposed to leave tomorrow morning, which means that I can't do my show tomorrow. Now I do have a guest, Alan Watts, coming up tomorrow, so you can interview him if you want.
Now, if you're absolutely serious.
Well, no, actually, I'm joking, Tim. Come on.
Yeah, I can do it, yes.
Well, I'm as serious as John Satmiller tells me I am. I don't know.
There you go.
I just work here.
Well, if you need to go, and I understand the importance of this whole situation, yes.
Okay.
I'd be happy to sit in for you.
Okay, now, here's a negative note, and I want you to pass this on, okay?
Okay.
I got a caller, Nadeshko, that called in.
Yes, I was
in.
Listening.
You were listening. You heard that.
There was.
Okay, now, what do you think of that?
I'll be totally and brutally honest. Don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no way of knowing truth or fiction in a situation like this.
Let me insert this. Okay, now, I don't know whether this lady, that's why I asked her if she had spiritual discernment or something. Now, there was a report, if you recall, that came out, I don't know, earlier in the week or about this robot thing. They were coming in a few days and they were using robots. Do you remember that?
Well, that was a possibility.
Supposedly
that was based on somebody hearing chatter.
All right. Now this is Nadeshko reporting. And I would say this. I don't believe or disbelieve it. I would just say between 4 and 6 a.m. Saturday morning, I would definitely be awake. I would be alert because I had another call in, I don't know, maybe a week ago or whatever, that said that, yes, when they come in, they almost always do it between the hours of 4 and 6 a.m. And that would make sense, okay, because it's when people are, just sleeping or they're just barely getting out of bed and they're groggy.
Well,
so,
it's also when the metabolism is generally down anyway.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, on the positive note, my friend who co-hosts with me on Tuesdays, Don Nikoloff, is a spiritual discerner, and
good.
He has informed me that there is nothing going on there. They have no fear of anything because they are surrounded by angels. Randy Weaver and I are surrounded by angels, which surprises me because I have to tell you, I'm not really walking the walk to 100%. But in this particular case, we have a lot of goodness and light on our side. So
I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what I will do is this. When I get off the air today, I'm going to call Alan Watt. And do you know who Alan is?
No, actually, I don't.
All right. Alan Watts, a very, very interesting, very knowledgeable man, and you can talk to him about anything. And, he'll run with you. I mean, he's just great. He's a great guy to have as a guest because all you have to do is just shut up and sit there.
What is his basic
cutting through his website's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can go in there for me to explain it and take the rest of the show. So just
no,
go and
cut. I think I didn't realize who that was. I think I have been on that website before.
Okay, and that's what I said too when I ran across him. But at any rate, I'll call you off the air, and I'll call Alan and I'll hook it up. Okay, but for the most part, yes, I'm 95% sure you'll be doing the show tomorrow, Tim.
All right. Well, so, I am available, and I hope the little biblical words of wisdom here. I wanted to shoot those out to everybody who is encountering the same kind of frustration with their pastors. And the only reason I brought it all up was to encourage you to go beyond where your pastor is leading you. You are to become a mature person, rightly dividing the word of truth and rightly understanding that it's because of practice your senses have been trained to discern the difference between good and evil.
Okay, very good. And I want to introduce all my listeners to Tim Wingate. He's the guy that co-hosts Edna Lane Brown's show, or actually hosts it with him on. And I think you guys kind of platoon with Fred Smart, right? Are you?
Right, yeah. Right. Fred Smart and I are both together in Freedom Force International here in the Elmhurst, Chicago chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been involved in We the People.
Okay.
Together.
Bob Schultz?
AFTF.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. So look forward to hearing from you later on today. And great. And I'm glad that you're able to do that because it's, short notice and so forth.
Well, that's no problem. So give me a call when you're done with the show and keep on keeping on. You're doing great, Mike.
Yeah, it seems like my whole life is short notice these days. Anyway,
let's
thanks
hope
for
it's a long life of short notices.
Really? Okay. All right. I'll talk to you off the air. Thanks a lot for the call. All right. Tim Wingate. He'll be doing my show tomorrow. Most likely. I called Alan Watt. You want to tune in for the show tomorrow, folks, because Alan Watt's a brilliant guy, very knowledgeable. And, I was trying to get a hold of Alan earlier today, and evidently he's out and about, but he's scheduled to be on the show tomorrow, and I'll have Tim Wingate interview him. Also, Alan Watt, I believe, is going to be, at least for a while, he's going to be a regular on my show on Fridays until further notice. So we'll see how that pans out. Anyway, I got a few minutes left before the break. Let's see, what do I got here? I finished up part of this article, and I got a whole slew of other stuff. And the next one, this would be a good lead-in, I guess, to the Operation Mockingbird that's coming up on John's show, and that's mind control, which is an extension of the article I was reading here. So if you want to call in and interrupt me, that's fine. It's 800-313-9443. Otherwise, I'll continue with this article. And quit shaking your head in there, Marcus. Mind control. The private interests that control our government have an incredible mind control propaganda machine, i.e. the media, at their disposal in the form of the mainstream media. Oh, he just said that. Okay. And by the way, John's going to talk about it on his show, which, if not quite fully owned and controlled, is certainly under their influence, enough to serve their underlying self-serving agenda. George Orwell once said that omission is the greatest form of lie. This perfectly describes the corporate-owned media of today, which is nothing other than the propaganda organ of the state. The corporate world and our government are becoming indistinguishable, which is one of the hallmarks of fascism, or more accurately, corporatism. In addition to information, our government is adept at putting out disinformation, whose intention is to create distractions and confusion so as to cover its tracks and hide its true intentions. It will purposely leak stories that are not true simply to cover up what it's really doing. By putting out misleading information, the government hides behind its self-generated smoke screen like an octopus squirting ink. Quite often, right at the moment when people's focus is moving towards some area of criminality in the White House, the administration will even create a diversionary event for the public to put their attention on. Memories of those color-coded terror alerts that always seemed to happen right when something bad was starting to happen for the Bush administration come to mind. In creating distractions, our government is able to steer our collective attention in directions that allow it to successfully accomplish its malevolent goal of grabbing all the power it can get. In a diabolical ploy, the administration will even feed stories to a compliant press and then reference these stories as justification for enacting its pre-planned agenda. One glaring example is when the administration fed Judith Miller of the New York Times stories about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Once this propaganda appeared on the front page of the Times, the administration was only too happy to use it as evidence for why we should go to war. Weapons of mass destruction could easily stand for weapons of mind deception, as our own government is continually trying to deceive our minds, which is the battlefield in which the war on consciousness is being fought. We are all in the front lines in the war on consciousness, whether we know it or not. Instead of shooting us, our government is using cutting-edge mind control technology to psychically emasculate us in order to be able to deal with the evil that the Bush regime is perpetrating. We first have to become acquainted with that very same potential evil in ourselves so as to be able to recognize it in the outside world. The way to vanquish our adversary is to be found hidden within the very nature of our own awareness, which contains the key to its own freedom. Very prophetic words there. The corporate mainstream media captivates our attention, capturing a part of our self-reflective, discriminative awareness, thereby restricting the range of our conscious awareness, which is the hypnotism, or which is what hypnotism is all about. Once the attention of the masses becomes entranced, the corporate government media can then play with our mind. This unholy trinity of corporate government media can create an obsessive fixation on certain superficial events that seize the collective psyche. For example, it feeds the masses sensationalized stories such as Anna Nicole Smith ad nauseum, so as to divert our attention from the evil that is being done behind the scenes in our name. And I want to insert something here. Every time you see that, and they just, you know, like they say in this article, ad nauseum, or you're looking at Paris Hilton, ad nauseum. She's in, then she's out, then she's in, then she's out. Okay, you can bet your bottom dollar, and I know most of you folks know this, you can bet your bottom dollar that there's something evil going on behind the scenes. We're going to have, I think there's a break coming up, isn't there? Oh, my gosh, we got Don in Ohio on the phone. Oh, no, that's not Don Nikoloff, is it? Bring him up. Let's see. Don, hello. You're with me.
No, not this time.
Okay. Good. No, I'm just kidding. How you doing, Don?
Pretty damn good.
Good.
Who would you like to see as a running mate to Ron Paul?
You know, I know there's a guy, there's a congressman that John Stadtmuller's interviewed a couple of times. I can't even remember his name, but John's all about this guy. Sounds like he's on the same page as Ron Paul. I really don't remember his name, but I haven't had time to review him. What are your thoughts?
I was thinking if Bill Moyers is a constitutionalist, that wouldn't be a bad party.
Okay. You know what? I am the first to admit that I have not been down the voting path and, you know, the history of all of these candidates. I have a little thing on who belongs to the CFR, and I know I'm not going for those. Ron Paul's the president. Vice president, I would have to take a little research.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
But they get to choose. Then again, he's going to choose somebody that's good, so that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. Mark, excuse me, Don, is that the music? Oh, okay, because usually the break's right now. Yeah, but anyway, at any rate, there is a gentleman, is a congressman from, I think it's Tennessee, and I wish I could remember his name, but John's interviewed him a couple of times, and he sounds like he's right on with Ron Paul, and that would be great, you know. Okay, the music is coming up. I'll hold you over if you want, Don.
Yeah, I might pick something.
Okay, we'll be back in three for the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with Don on, and he'll continue his thought when we get back. See you in a bit.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Final segment coming up here. Got a few minutes left with Don from Ohio. Go ahead, Don. You're still with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying Bill Moyers for vice president, but then, yeah, I did have an important fact. I sent an email to General Mail earlier today at RBN for a transmitter. It's an FM transmitter that will broadcast, it says, accordingly, 1 mile. All you have to do, I mean, it's got a little micro, it's got a military microphone on it, whatever, and I ordered one, so I'll try it out. You know, I mean, because what you can do is put it to the speaker of the Internet and broadcast RBN and GCN. And
now, you sent an email to General Delivery?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
I would imagine Julie will read that, yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, forgive me. I got a big toothache, and it's killing me.
Well, take a pill. Say Coos for Ba, and then take a nap or whatever you got to do. You know, maybe you should go to the dentist, Don. That's
I got my insurance coming up.
Okay. All right. No, Julia will probably read that.
But it is important. I mean, it's a great little tool. I mean, it's $50. It will transmit, so it says. You put it by a speaker, whatever, or somebody if they're talking or stuff like that. It's a spy bug.
Okay.
Okay. It's called. Well, the original thing I was looking up was
all right,
telephone.
Do me a favor, buddy. Yeah. I've only got a minute left. Got another caller. I got to run. But call back in. Listen.
Okay.
Call back into
problem.
John's.
No
call, listen. Listen. Call back into John's show and tell him about it. Okay. Remind him of it. Okay. I got. Seriously.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Don. All right. Let's go to. Is it Hallie in North Dakota? Haley, North Dakota. All right,
Michael.
Got about a minute, dear. Go ahead.
It will only take me a minute, Michael.
All right.
I listened to you earlier in the week when you made the announcement that you were going to New Hampshire with Randy Weaver.
Yes, ma'am.
And that you felt that that God was speaking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Giving you a message. Michael, you must leave this evening. You cannot wait, or you're not going to make it in time.
And you say this because why?
Because I know.
Well, tell me how you know. I keep getting.
Because
these...
I listen, Michael.
You listen to who?
The same spirit that you're listening to, Michael. That's whom. And you mustn't wait.
Forgive me, but I have no control over it. I can't leave. I cannot leave right now. Even if I left, I couldn't pick Randy Weaver up right now. I have no control of it. The only thing I could do is put the word out. I'm sorry. I can't.
Well, Michael, all I can do is call you and tell you same discernment that you felt. Okay?
Okay. All right. Very good. I appreciate the call, and I will pass it on. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller. He's going to talk.